Blackstone Audio presents Rain Tree County by Ross Lockridge, Jr. For my mother, Elsie Shockley Lockridge. This book of lives, loves, and antiquities. I wish to acknowledge the assistance of my wife, Vernice Baker Lockridge, whose devotion to this book over our joint 7-year period of unintermitted labor upon it was equal to my own. Without her, Raintree County would never have come into being. Ross Lockridge, Jr. Forward. Raintree County, 60 years later. A remembrance. In 1947, I published Aurora Dawn, a slender spoof of radio advertising in a pseudo-fielding style. That year, a big film company offered a munificent prize for a first novel. So I forlornly, yet secretly, hopefully, of course, submitted my maiden effort. The winner of the prize was Raintree County by Ross Lockridge, Jr. When I read that novel, I pitied my own folly in trying to compete. To this day, I remember much of the book, while so many later novels have faded off. Nell Gaither, the blonde lost love of the melancholy hero John Wycliffe Shaughnessy, and his magical initials, J.W.S., the comic, philosophic professor, the erotic clock in the town hall tower, all in a thronged, hugely readable Civil War epic. The author took a bit of savaging for making so much money, but the critical reception that I recall was nationwide, tumultuous, and generally admiring, with a little condescending abuse from the usual sidelines. The novel was a resounding bestseller.